Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. This hour is presented by Key Marine, who's responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
I ain't got a high-powered motor. I don't own a wakeboard. I got a 1970 Morton guitar and an outdoor carpet dance floor. I got burgers on the grill and beer on ice, and I'll probably be seeing you soon. I ain't making no waves, ain't starting no fights, just cruising in my pontoon. All I need
is... It's Friday, which means Stefan Schmidt joins us to host Boat Smart, so send in those texts. Boat, it's good to be back. It's good to be hanging out with you today, Stefan. I know that we missed each other.
I'm telling you, it's good to see you again and have you back in the studio. You brought some sunshine this week, didn't you?
We're having a little bit of a technical difficulty. Let me go ahead and make sure I've got him on. Stefan, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I've got you there.
Okay.
I was saying it's good to be back together.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's just great to have you in here. And I was saying that you brought some sunshine in this week, and that's just awesome.
Yes. And, oh, my goodness, if this is the time to be on a boat...
It is. It's the weather's getting perfect for that, and we got a lot of sunshine going on, and that's a good thing, isn't it?
Yes.
We've been dealing with rain. So get out there and use your boat this weekend, and just get out there and enjoy the nice weather that we're going to have. So that's a good deal. You are listening to Boat Smart. It is a call-in show. You can call us at 850-437-1620. Boat Smart is sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine is located at 5621 Byer Road here in Pensacola. You can give them a call at 850-492-0487. Key Marine is your Yamaha and Mercury Repower Center. Special discounting prices on all Yamaha and Mercury motors. Key Marine specializes in service and repair of Mercruiser and Mercury Yamaha product. They have trained technicians that can provide top-notch product service and repair. You can also check them out on Facebook. And as I always mentioned, Key Marine can come to you. They got a great mobile service that they have. You can go to your marina. They can go to your house. They can service your boat in the driveway, that's for sure. So you can give them a call, 850-492-0487. Check them out on Facebook as well. They have their specials running on there also. And they do have trailers available if you need to bring your boat into Key Marine. They will pick up your boat for you. So check them out, give them a call, and they're more than happy to help you with any kind of type of service or repower need that you may have with your boat. I am the marine instructor over at George Stone Technical College. George Stone is located at 2400 Longleaf Drive here in Pensacola. GeorgeStoneCollege.edu is the website, and that's the best way to get a hold of somebody over at George Stone, whether it's myself, a counselor, any of those type of situations where you need to talk to somebody at George Stone. They have a chat feature on that website. That is the best way to do that, or just come by and see us, and we're more than happy to do that as well, so we can talk to you there on the premises. You can get with the counselors, that kind of stuff. So we do have scholarships available. You must pre-qualify for those. VA and Pell Grants are also available. So I'll tell you what, it's been a busy week over at George Stone, and we got some good news that we're going to talk about this morning. I've got asked Mr. Kenyon Ward from Yamaha Training to give us a call in today and talk to us about our CAPE funding and a certificate program that we have available now at our school and the testing center that we're going to do as far as testing and things like that. So I'm hoping that Mr. Ward is on the line. Are you there, Mr. Ward?
Hey, good morning, Stefan. I am here.
Good morning. I appreciate you calling in and taking some time with us this morning. If you would just introduce yourself, let the listeners know your position with Yamaha, and then I would like for you to talk a little bit about the funding and the certificate program that we are working on. You're the person that's been really working hard on this and talking to different schools and stuff, trying to get this working. So maybe you can do that for me and let me know where we're at on all that.
Absolutely. So my name is Kenyon Ward. I'm from Yamaha Marine. I am the tech school partnership coordinator for the country. Yamaha Marine partners with over 100 technical high school, technical college, trade schools to either establish new or grow existing marine service technology programs. So just like Stefan has a fantastic marine service technology program, in Pensacola, Florida, we as Yamaha Marine do what we can to provide sustainable marine service education opportunities to people all across the country. We do this to support the industry at large in terms of workforce development and providing education opportunities so that new marine technicians enter this industry and so that we have a sustainable workforce to service the products that we sell in the marine industry and so that our customers have a better experience with their product when they take it in to get serviced. So when it comes to the CAPE, the Career and Professional Education list in the state of Florida, the state of Florida has a really robust career and technical education foundation, let's call it. The state of Florida, the administration, and the government, truly the Department of Education and Labor, are very supportive of career and technical education opportunities in all kinds of industries, from automotive to aviation, to software development, and of course now marine service education. The value of having the Yamaha Marine Maintenance certifications on this Florida Career and Professional Education list is twofold. What it does is it provides an accessible way for interested marine technicians, those who would like to enter a career as a marine technician, to have a state-sponsored pathway to do so. They can work with any of our tech school partners in the state of Florida who would be offering these certifications through proctor testing centers and earn those certifications so that when they enter the workforce for the first time, they have something directly from a manufacturer that certifies they're able to complete routine service and maintenance on Yamaha outboards. The twofold part, the second benefit is largely to Yamaha Tech School partners in the state of Florida on the post-secondary side right now, of which we have about 13, including Georgetown Technical College. The state of Florida provides $1,000 to any program for each student certified in one of these certifications on the state and funding list. So what happens? I'm going to use Georgetown as an example. Georgetown and Mr. Stephan will educate students on the Yamaha Marine Maintenance curriculum throughout the year and throughout his program. Towards the end of that year, and once they're about to graduate, they would take these Yamaha Marine Maintenance certification tests at Georgetown Technical College. We sure hope that they would pass those tests, and the state of Florida will actually flow $1,000 per passed test per student back to that Marine Service classroom. Why that is important is it provides a truly state-sponsored revenue stream directly to a Marine Service program. It is your tax dollars in the state of Florida that flows up to that Department of Education and back down directly into Marine Service classrooms such as Georgetown Technical College. Stephan, help me understand, you know, we've talked about this for many months, and this was an arduous process. It took about 20 months for us. Once we discovered there was a pathway to create a revenue stream like this for our Marine Service colleges, we worked very hard to make this happen. And it was not just me. It was Yamaha Marine as a business unit from the top to the bottom. Our government relations team worked very, very well with local representatives and government in the state of Florida to help the state understand that Yamaha Marine is dedicated to creating jobs in the state of Florida. We are dedicated to growing Marine Service technicians in Florida. And you know, it was a real team effort by Yamaha Marine. So, Stephan, you know, tell the folks out there what this means for you and your program.
Oh, well, it definitely helps my students. I mean, the number one reason I'm so happy about this, it gives something else to put on the student's resume. Yeah, they can put this on their resume, and that helps them with employment. Of course, it's going to give the employer the ability to understand and know that these students can perform these tasks. And when you're talking about these maintenance program certificates, this is what the technicians do the majority of the time. It's a maintenance type task. A lot of times when they're working on a daily basis, it is the maintenance portion that they're doing. It's not a all the time troubleshooting or doing electrical. They are doing maintenance on these engines, and that's what's so very important, to make sure that the students have this certificate in hand, so when they go to work at dealerships, the dealerships feel very confident to know that these the employee knows how to do these tasks. Secondly, the funding coming back into my program is just wonderful. We're always looking for different ways to purchase necessary equipment and things like that. That's going to help with equipment purchases, keeping the motors that Yamaha has donated to us maintained, that kind of stuff. So it's going to help us all across the board. So it's very exciting. And I know I've been burning Kenyon up this week, I tell you, because I'm excited about this coming in, and I'm already working on how I'm going to implement it. And I've been talking to testing and everything about this, making sure that we have the right path and how it's going to work out. We are testing at our school. Kenyon, how many schools are able to do the testing for this certificate?
At this time, there are 4 schools that have the opportunity and really stepped up to become a maintenance certification testing center for Yamaha, of which Georgetown Technical College is one. So there are 4 in total.
That's great. There's 4 total schools in Florida. We are one of them. And I don't do the testing. The testing has to go through our testing area. I'm not involved in that. So this is, it's very strict testing. Isn't that correct, Kenyon?
Absolutely. The state of Florida is very structured in how they do this. They would not want to just flow that $1,000 of tax money back into any program without some structure to it, right? So there is basically a third party proctor. They can be employed by the technical school, but they cannot be related to the Marine Service program. So Stefan might have a student for a year, teach them the curriculum, and then send them to his testing center completely independent of Stefan's class and program to go through that testing. And we sure hope they would pass. And that is what would help flow that revenue back down to the program and create sustainable Marine Service opportunities. And for the state of Florida, create jobs out of Marine technicians.
That's the main thing. Why I got you on the phone, let me tell you, and the listeners know this, Kenny, because I say this about every time I'm on the air, how much Yamaha helps us with our program by the donations of engines, by the ability for our students to have online training. That just helps my program so much. And I just want to publicly say thank you for the support that Yamaha gives us, because without y'all and other industry partners, it's very difficult for me to be able to do this job that I have. And that's training students and getting them out in the field. And we continue to are able to get students out into the industry because of the fact that Yamaha is talking to different dealerships and people all over, not only just in Florida, all over the country, literally, and letting them know about different programs that you guys are supporting. And that helps the employer know that they can have confidence in the students as they transition from my classroom and other classrooms across the country into the Marine Service industry. So what Yamaha does by supporting our school and other schools across the country is a tremendous help to our industry. And right now that they're starving for technicians right now. Everybody is hiring, and I just can't get them out of my class quick enough, it seems. And but I'm telling you, it's just a great partnership that we have with y'all and what you guys do for us. And we talk at least once every couple of weeks, don't we, Kenyon? And we talk about different things about the marine industry. But I burn him up a little bit on the email and stuff, but when we get this stuff going, I get excited about it. And this is really helping me to keep my positive note going in my classroom. My students are very excited about it. I'll talk to them about it as well. Kenyon, can other schools test on this at our location also?
That's a great question. So other schools' students could come to Georgetown to test. So it's not exclusively a testing center for Georgetown. Other schools could ship their students who may have gone through the curriculum to Georgetown's testing center to earn that CAPE-sponsored certification. So you could become a testing center for anyone who is interested in that Marine Service certification, whether it be an existing employee at a dealership who might be on the front end of their career, a student from another high school or college. It's truly open to anyone. To be honest, Georgetown is geographically the testing center for the entire panhandle of the state of Florida when it comes to these certifications.
That's good to know. And we have a great testing center. In case my listeners don't know this, I don't know everything that they do up there, but I know they do a lot of testing for different programs, EMT, firefighting, ASC certifications. They do TAPE testing. They do GED testing. And I'll say this, if you don't have your GED, get your GED. If you don't have if you haven't graduated and got your diploma, go ahead and get your GED. It will help you. Our school will help you with that kind of thing and get your GED and get you tested for that as well. So our testing area does a great job with all that, and they work really close. I've seen the emails in the past come out and say, we're testing this day, we're doing that this day, to the different instructors. And now I'm going to be part of that, Kenyon, because of this certification. I'm going to be watching them email, so I know when I can test and that kind of stuff. So it's very exciting times for us, but I do want the Pensacola area to know that we have a good testing center up there. So you can go to the Georgetown website at georgetowncollege.edu and check that out. And you can see what they have available as well. Well, I tell you what, Kenny, I really appreciate you calling in today, and I thank you for that. And if you have anything to add, go ahead and add that for me, and I'll let you get back to your work plan today.
Thank you, Stefan. Really just want to say, appreciate the kind words and compliments you gave us earlier. You know, Yamaha Marine as a business unit is really dedicated, and we remain focused on developing qualified, workforce-ready marine technicians to help dealerships build profitable and efficient service departments, both so that the customer have a better experience and quicker and more accurate service work in the dealership with entry-level technicians. And, of course, for the state of Florida in this case, so that we are generating new jobs and putting people to work in the state of Florida in the marine service career servicing Yamaha product. We thank our tech school partners who do the work of actually instructing and using our curriculum to train these technicians. But appreciate you, Stefan, and Yamaha Marine is here to be the leader in marine service education in this industry. So thank you.
Yep. I appreciate the call in today, Kenyon, and thank you guys again for what you do. And I will be in touch with you soon. Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time today.
Yes, sir. I'll see you. Thank you.
So that was a great call from Kenyon Ward and Yamaha Training. I tell you what, they do a great job with the tech schools, as well as our other industry partners that we have. You know, Mercury helps us out. They donate motors, and we work closely with Jeff Kilgore with Mercury Marine as well. So we do have some big help that comes into our school that helps us out with our training process. And I'm telling you, it's just it's really going well over there, Jenna. I have phone calls that I have to make after I get off the show today. I have several potential students that are interested in coming to school and going to school over here at Georgetown. And I'm working on giving them some calls today and trying to get them lined out with that, so I can see what their needs are, what direction they want to go, that kind of thing. So I do like a pre-interview and call people ahead of time and see how we can get them in the class over at Georgetown. This is a call-in show. You can call us at 850-437-1620. That's the phone number. You are listening to Boat Smart. 850-437-1620 is the number. Maybe you have a quick question about your boat. Maybe you have a question about the school or my class, the Marine Service class over at Georgetown Technical College. I'm more than happy to help you with that. I tell you, it's been a busy week this week. We still are in our, I think we're in our fifth or sixth week, you know. It's been crazy. I mean, we've been wide open since we've came back to school, and we've been really, really busy. And I've started adding a student of the week to my show, and I'd like to mention a different student that I want to give some limelight to as we go into every show during the week. So I've been doing this for about 3 weeks now. And my student of the week this week is Mary. And Mary is my service advisor, or our services advisor. I added that position to my classroom, and she is the acting service advisor for our classroom. So she handles all of our incoming and outgoing service repair jobs. She works with our students, and we call them technicians in our classroom. We wanted to get them to that point where they starting to feel like technicians and professionals in our classroom. So when they move into the industry, they have that feeling of professionalism. And she works closely with them on job orders and things like that, and then works, of course, with me to help keep things organized as well. So I have two positions. I have a shop boss, which is like a service manager, and then I have Mary, who is our acting service advisor. And I'm working with her to because she has interest in that. And what gave her interest in this position was because we went on a couple field trips to dealerships, and we were at the service advisor areas, and several of my students were interested in that position. So not only are my students going into industry as technicians, they may go into industry as service advisors, parts help, and those kind of positions, and maybe move up into service management or that type of stuff. So Mary's trying this out in our classroom, and we're going to keep her in that position for a few months and let her do that. She's doing a great job with that. But Mary is the student of the week. She just has a great attitude. She's always smiling and always helping out with other students, and she don't mind turning a wrench either. She still gets in the boats, turning the wrenches, making things happen on the different jobs and stuff that we have in there, along with the service advisor job. So that's pretty cool to have that in my classroom as we break out different little scenarios to help students as they transition into the work industry. So also what I wanted to talk about was I was surprised this week that a couple students got together and actually started working on a handbook, which was really cool. They're working on a student handbook for our classroom. And what they're doing is they're using this handbook to help new students and students that are already there with the jobs that we have at hand in our as we go through our days, okay? And it could be some information on how to handle service orders. It could be information about what your job position is, like if you're the service advisor, if you're the shop boss. It tells you your responsibilities and takes you, the student, through those steps of responsibility. So I'm excited that the students stepped up and done that. And I actually told them, I said, why don't you form a little committee? Put this stuff together, and then I'll do a final approval on the little handbook, and we'll continue to add to it. So we got our first draft out there. I got to review that this weekend and work on that. So isn't that pretty cool, Jenna, that we have students that want to step up and do that kind of stuff for the classroom?
Yeah, I love hearing that. That's awesome.
Yeah, I think it's really neat. And the thing is, and I was telling my students last night during What Did You Learn, that how well they all seem to work together, you know, and I just think that's just a great thing when we can make that happen in a classroom where you have students of different ages and different coming from different walks of life working together for a common goal, learning the marine industry, and they all work together hand in hand and, you know, very closely on the boats and the paperwork and the training and all that stuff. And just so proud of my class for working so close together and doing these little things like this. And it's fun for me and what they do to help me to make my class better. Students are doing that as well. You know, as I'm talking about industry partners and things like that, but students actually help make the class better with the ideas and stuff that they have. And I listen to them and we change things accordingly. And it really helps to make a good, successful class over there at George Stone in the Marine Service Technology class that we have. So it's a lot of fun, a lot of good things going on over at George Stone. And it looks like we're ending up the time again. I need a 6-hour show, don't I, Jenna?
Yeah, sounds about right.
I keep adding that up there, don't I? Well, again, I want to thank Yamaha for giving us a call today. Kenyon Ward, I appreciate that phone call. We want to thank our sponsor, Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine is located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola. You can call them at 850-492-0487. Remember, they are your Yamaha and Mercury Power Center, and they can come to you for your service needs as well. If you check out the chat feature on georgestonecollege.edu, more than happy to give you a call back if you leave a message on there. I will call you back and talk to you, which I'm going to do after I get off the show today. I got several phone calls to make, and I'm going to do that as well. So always working, always trying to make things better at George Stone and for the marine industry. So I want to thank my listeners this week. And Jenna, I'm so happy you're back, and I'm looking forward to seeing you again next.